Good morning.
Today is a very special day.
It's a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
Because today is
EGIM. That's right.
Today is,
thank God, is Monday.
Thank God it's Monday.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Is that a real thing?
Why, yes, it is.
Google it.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
I don't need to.
I believe you.
You know what else I just realized?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
No, we don't Google it anymore. We quack it. Use DuckDuckGo. We quack it. It's the Monica J Show. Thank you so much for joining me today on this Monday following Christmas. Oh, I hope you had an amazing Christmas with family and friends and travel or staying home, whatever you did. I hope it was just blessed. And, you know, it's definitely one for the history books. It's definitely one for the memories, I tell you. So Friday's poll question kind of tied into Christmas, and that was real or fake, or Thursday's poll question, the day before Christmas. Real or fake? Or none of the above? Some people don't have trees, or they, you know, decorate something outside. All kinds of different reasons. Or they don't put one up at all. Well, 48% of those participating in the poll said fake. Or as we should say it now, faux. It is a faux Christmas tree. It makes it sound so much better. And 10% said real. So what did that leave for us? You know, that's actually funny because these numbers don't work out as I'm doing them in my head. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. 42% said none of the above. But I still hope everybody had a blessed Christmas. Because it's time to get back into the reality of what's going on around us. And that's what 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is all about. It's about reality. Your live and local talk show, all of Northern Nevada. And this is something that, even though it's happening in Clark County, we need to follow it. We need to follow it and see where it goes. Should the critical race theory curriculum be removed from all Nevada education outlets? That means charter schools, private schools, public schools, because this is a curriculum that's being put out nationally. Let me tell you why I bring this up. You may have seen this over the weekend, but this is coming out of, actually, it's going national because this is coming out of the Epoch Times. So they picked up on it. And that is, a high school student is suing over the leftist indoctrination here in Nevada. That's the big highlighted headline. High school student sues over leftist indoctrination in Nevada. Now, I was really, really hoping that this was going to be somebody here in Northern Nevada. But it's not. It's Clark County. And it just shows you that even the kids now are picking up on all of the BS. This is coming from a charter school. But if you don't have the Epoch Times, let me just say that a high school senior of mixed race is suing a taxpayer-funded charter school. Because remember, the charter schools are still under the districts. They still have to play by certain rules. A taxpayer-funded charter school in Nevada over the coercive ideological indoctrination that is central to its critical race theory-based curriculum that forces students to associate aspects of their identity with oppression. So again, boiling it down into simple terms, if you're white, you're evil. I know that's a little bit further. If you're white, you're bad. If you're white, you're oppressive. If you're white, you're the man. However you want to put it. So the lawsuit was filed on December 22nd in federal court, and the young plaintiff and his mother claimed that their First and 14th Amendment rights were being violated. Students were allegedly told that by refusing to identify with an oppressive group, they were exercising their privilege or underscoring their role as an oppressor. Unbelievable. The lawsuit was filed by Illinois-based group Schoolhouse Rights. Whatever happened to Schoolhouse Rocks? I always loved that when I was growing up as a kid. Okay, but going back to Schoolhouse Rights. The website describes its mission as supporting civil rights litigation in defense of students' freedom of conscience in public education and the rights of parents to guide and direct the upbringing of, get this, their children. They're not the school's children. They're not the state's children. They're not the government's children. Not yet, at least. Parents still have a say right now, but they have to start speaking up. A lot more people are homeschooling now. You know what that means? That means fewer butts in seats. That means the raising of taxes. Because we have to pay for all of those pensions. We have to pay for all of those school, you know, the brick and mortar schools that were put up that we have to keep having. We're overcrowded. How can you be overcrowded now when half of your school's at home? Okay, back to the point. The student at Democracy Prep in Las Vegas, whose mother is black and his deceased father is white, claims that there was a hostile classroom environment and that he felt discriminated against in this mandatory year-long sociology of change course. Change. And this is how they get you. Because that course is required for graduation. Now, there's another required class, which students carry out, the social work project and political. It's called Change the World. You know, the indoctrination used to be pretty behind the scenes. You know, started off with professors and teachers' opinions, and then the textbooks started changing. The history was being rewritten. And now they're just blatant about it. Absolutely blatant about it. Sociology of change. And change the world. Wow. Because the so-called civics curriculum implemented by new management carried the same name as the previous curriculum, parents like Mrs. Clark, they weren't aware of the turn towards coercive ideological indoctrination until they began seeing the detrimental effects that it worked upon their children. Young, soft minds that are soaking all of this up, that are pitting friends against each other, family members. What happened to unity? What happened to loving and believing in your fellow man? It's about division. It's about an ideological indoctrination that has been happening behind the scenes for decades, and now it's out in the open. And it's called critical race theory. Parents, again, I urge you to know and understand what your children are being taught in school. Ask them. Ask them not what they learned today. Ask them what they were taught. This goes back to the beginning of why we don't sit around a dining room table at night and have dinner. Because that's where the conversations start. Now everybody sits in their own place. They've got either the TV or the iPhone or whatever the kids are doing. TikToking while dinner. It is to distract you from family and what the oppression is, the indoctrination that is being put on everyone. Because it's not going to stop here. I have been given tests. I have been emailed curriculums. I have found curriculums online. And the things that are being taught about religion, about race, about politics. Teachers are actually teaching that Trump is an illegitimate president and that he's the one dividing a country. Well, yeah, he's dividing a country. So I will give him that, but not for what they say. He's dividing a country because we're figuring out who true patriotic Americans are, even the politicians, and who the communists are. That's how he is dividing the country. He's not dividing it by race. He's not dividing it by income, by gender. All of these things that they want you to believe, he's dividing the country by American patriots and communists. And we're seeing it right in front of our eyes. Because the schools are doing nothing to promote America, to promote patriotism, to promote how to stand up for yourself. Oh, wait, no, they are teaching that because they require kids to unlearn and fight back against oppressive structures allegedly implicit in their family arrangements, the religious beliefs and practices, racial, sexual, and gender identities. You know, I had to get that gender identity in there. All of which they are required to divulge and are subject to non-private interrogation. They're required to divulge. So a child who is deep in his Christian faith has to stand up in front of the class, tell everybody his beliefs, what the family believes, that they're Christians, they go to church, and then be dismantled in front of everybody. Not a lot of kids can deal with that. So if you're a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, doesn't matter. You need to find out more about this lawsuit. Because even though it is in Clark County, it affects all of us. And it is all very important to the future of the education of our kids. Because even though I don't have children in the school system, I still look to those kids to be the future of this country, to be the future of the world. And I want them learning about exceptionalism. I would like them to be learning that America is the greatest country in the world because of our inclusivity. You have the freedom to do anything in this country. Even be a layabout. Be dependent on the government. And that's what certain groups are teaching because that's what they want. I prefer to teach kids that they can do anything when they put their minds to it. That if they have the spirit, if they have the will, if they have the exceptionalism, if they understand it all, they can achieve. No matter the color, no matter the religion, no matter the gender. But no. Because the left has to put everybody in nice little neat boxes. And then you have to accept each label. So, answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think that that curriculum, critical race theory, should be removed from every outlet in the Nevada education system? Every outlet we have. Online education, charter schools, public schools, all of it. 991fmtalk.com. All right, we'll be back. Oh, already losing my voice after all of that. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get ready for the most important drug of 2020, Pandemicil. Pandemicil doesn't treat any of the issues from COVID-19, but it does bring relief to just about everything else. Warning, side effects include lethargy, depression, drowsiness, bankruptcy, enlarged butt cheeks, spontaneous combustion, bad breath in a mask, foot fungus, ordering from DoorDash, paralysis, anger. You may discover you married the wrong person, seizures, testicle erosion, detached retina from watching too much TikTok. Stop taking Pandemicil if you experience suicidal thoughts. Or if you start wondering why you ever had children in the first place. Loss of teeth, erectile dysfunction, wine addiction, beer addiction, pot addiction, Netflix addiction. Complete disdain of Zoom meetings. Anal leakage may cause walking dogs in bathrobes. Other side effects include constipation, clubfoot, web feet, lockjaw, and brain damage. It's time to take control of your life. Like that's even possible. Don't even ask your doctor if Pandemicil is right for you. He'll just stick a swab up your nose and tell you to stay home. Pandemicil, once daily for a more tolerable, pathetic existence. It might kill you. But then again, it might not.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. And, of course, we got you started with the poll question, what's going on here in Nevada. But I want to talk about something real quick nationally, and that is the stimulus package. A lot of people worried about it and, you know, getting it from both sides that, oh, all this money going out to, you know, how could Trump do this to us? Money going out to all these foreign countries. Calm down. Trump's got our back. Dear Madam Speaker, in accordance with Section 6A of the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021, I hereby designate as emergency requirements all funding, including the recession of funds, rescission of funds, so designated by the Congress in the act pursuant to Section 251, B2A, of a Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985, as outlined in the enclosed list of accounts. The details of this action are set forth in the enclosed memorandum from the Director of the Office of Management and Budget. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump. So what does that mean? Well, that means that he understands it's his responsibility to protect the American people and to protect us from economic devastation and hardship caused by the China virus, well, and Democrat governors. So what that means is when he gets the budget or when he gets the stimulus bill, he's going to pull out that terrifying red pen. You know, the red pen, what you're not supposed to use on anything because it's designated red for bad stuff. Big red F on your paper. Big red circles around misspelled words. We learned that from school. Don't sign or do anything with a red pen because that's special. And he's going to be pulling out his red pen and he's going to be, oh, look at that. It's time for a Fox News update. We'll be back to explain a few of the things that, well, is a heads up to the Democrats and the Republicans who feel that money laundering and payoffs to other countries are appropriate in a stimulus bill that's meant for the American people. We'll be right back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this, wow, final week. Last 4 days. The last 4 days of 2020. I don't know if 2021 is going to be all that different. I know it won't be. It'll be worse if Democrats have control of anything. That's just the way it is. So today's poll question, and this is just one of those examples of what happens when liberalism or the progressive movement slides in. It's all just communism, no matter how you look at it. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City is, should the critical race theory curriculum be removed from all Nevada education outlets? Doesn't matter what it is, how you learn it, where you learn it. Should it be removed? Already a lawsuit from a high school student in Clark County suing. Good for that student. Good for his mother standing up. His mother is black. His father was white. And they're trying to tell him, the student, that any part of your past, any part of your future, any part of your family, that anybody that's white is oppressive. So much for the unity and love. All right. Thursday's poll question. Just having a little fun. Do you have a real or fake tree this year? 48% said fake. 42% said, nah, nothing. 10% said real. Hey, well, at least we're doing good with deforestation. No. Oh. All right. Let's go on to what I was starting to say, because I want to read you this statement, because the media is just going to pick and choose and probably not even tell you it at all. But I'm going to pick and choose too, because I'm going to take out this block right here. As president, I have told Congress that I want far less wasteful spending and more money going to the American people in the form of $2,000 checks per adult, $600 per child. So this is all happening for a reason. The stimulus bill coming out, the CARES Act bill coming out, seeing who was supporting it, who was going to sign off on it, who was going to have an issue with it. Only 6 Republicans voted against it. I thought we could have done better than that. But nobody in our congressional group here, Republicans and, or Republican and Democrats, all signed on to it. That's disappointing. As president, I am demanding many rescissions under the Impoundment Control Act of 1974. Booyah! The act provides that whenever the president determines that all or part of any budget authority will not be required to carry out the full objectives of the scope of programs for which it is provided, or that such a budget authority should be rescinded for fiscal policy or other reasons, including termination of authorized projects or activities for which budget authority has been provided. The president shall transmit to both houses of Congress a special message describing the amount to be reserved, the relevant accounts, the reasons for the rescission, and the economic effects of the rescission to USC 683. This is where it gets good. I will sign the omnibus and COVID package with a strong message that makes clear to Congress the wasteful items need to be removed. I will send back to Congress a red-lined version, item by item, accompanied by the formal rescission request to Congress, insisting that those funds be removed from the bill. I'm signing this bill to restore unemployment benefits, stop evictions, provide rental assistance, add money for PPP, return our airline workers back to work, add substantially more money for vaccination distribution, and more. Yeah. Personally, I say let the airlines fail. You know, there was a time we used to drive to places. You got an industry out there that's throwing families off of planes because a two-year-old who shouldn't have to wear a mask in the first place, can't keep her mask on. You know what two-year-olds are like. But no, somebody got a little taste of authority on the airline. And not only being kicked off the plane, they were banned from air travel indefinitely. Banned. So they couldn't even go and get another flight somewhere. At what point do you say that that's absolutely ridiculous? When it happens to you? Okay. So, there you have it. President Trump is going to pull out his red pen. And it's not just all that money going out of country. We're also going to get protections from big tech. Because Section 230 is either going to be removed or it's going to be fixed. President's got our back. So don't worry about that. don't pay attention to the mainstream media. When it comes to all this, don't listen to Nancy Pelosi, because that's who they're going to get sound bites with. Just know he's got your back. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Terry this morning. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Monica. I wanted to talk to you about something that's been going around kind of, no one's talked about it much, about Mike Pence on the 6th maybe being able to vote. Have you heard anything about that 1880-something law that was way back in the day to stop voter fraud?
Yep.
In other words, I don't know much about it, but I thought maybe we could talk about it.
What he's going to do, what people, you know, unless he pulls a, you know, big you-know-what to the Republican Party, what he's going to do is not accept the electorates. So that is going to put the vote back down to the House. Have you heard how we've talked about that it's the vote, one vote for each state?
Yes.
So Mike Pence, he has to reject the electors. He has to reject it for that to happen. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. But Terry, I think one of the most important things to remember, though, is the president needs our support. And so he is asking for everybody to, if you can't get to Washington, D.C., which I'm excited because this week we're actually going to talk with the group that is going to D.C. from here. But if you can't get to D.C., to at least show up at the state capitol on the 6th, because we have to stop the steal. And we have to show as Americans that we're not going to stand for fraud. We're not going to let this happen. And so he needs us to be there to show support for not only for him, but for Mike Pence. I mean, that's a big job for him. We haven't seen this done in our lifetime, so it's going to be interesting.
I had one more thing, Monica. You know, if there's anybody out there that can do it, it's Mike, because he seems honorable to me.
I hope so, because, you know, Terry, if we've seen anything from this last 4 years, it's who we thought were honorable, the people, the men and women that we thought were honorable, who had the voice of the people, who turned out to not have it, who turned out to be just a part of the big, deep political swamp in Washington, D.C. You know, Republicans are always assuming that it's just Democrats, you know, that Democrats are the problem. And that's not the case. It is both parties that have gotten to Washington, D.C. and decided they're going to play the game. They're going to play the game for the money to get reelected. They're going to play the game for the votes to, you know, take care of the lobbyists and the things that they want against the American people. That's how we've been sold off for so many decades. This is nothing new that is happening right now. It's been going on for, you know, 60, 70 years, if not longer than that. So, Terry, I'm going to have faith in you, and you're going to have faith in Mike Pence, and I hope he comes through for the American people. I truly do, because I don't want to see it go the other way.
Thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for calling in. I hope you had a blessed Christmas. You know, I'm still not quite sure if I want to start saying Happy New Year or what I want to say. Because if we don't understand what's going on now, if we don't do something, then it's just kind of wishful thinking. And I want to see some serious action. I want to see some serious change. I want to see the American people stand up and take America back for 2021. So I guess I'll hope for a miraculous 2021. How about that? As we count down the last 4 days of a very tumultuous 2020. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Larry Elder, oh my gosh. I retweet so much of his stuff. He is a great follow on Twitter. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this Monday, the last Monday. I guess I can do this every day. It's the last Monday of 2020. So, we got through it, I guess. Not always feeling the best about it, but at least we're coming through on the other side. We just have to remember that if we don't stand up for our rights, then, well, they're going to be lost. It was great. I went into a store yesterday, and I saw a guy without his mask. I'm like, well, I'm not going to wear this thing. He's like, yeah, we don't wear it in this store. I'm like, oh, yay! So there are people who understand. But then you get the business owners who are arrested. And we have to support them. Just make sure you go to Joey Gilbert Law. If you are a business owner, he spells it out for you. He spells it out right there for you. What you need to do, what you need to have. Keep your business open. Don't worry about the fines. It is against the supreme law of the land. It is against your constitutional rights. More counties following White Pine County in their resolution that nullified all of the governor's orders. Because remember, that's what they were. Just because somebody orders you to do something, just because somebody mandates you to do something, doesn't mean it's the law. The people that you have to watch out for are the OSHA inspectors who are going out and breaking the law, and those in uniform who are going against their oath. Because remember, infiltration has been in every single occupation out there. So there are communist law enforcement officers. There are communist state workers. There are communist teachers. You just have to know who they are. Well, I know who this guy is. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Ryan, what are your thoughts for today?
Well, first, thank you, Monica, for explaining on a local level about the how we need to take back our rights in the school system and also how the budget works on a national level. My only thought was is that do you think President Trump was taking – it took 6 days for him to sign the omnibus bill that has the COVID relief package? Because he was going through using his red line item veto to see what he can do with that. That's why it took 6 days for him to sign the bill in Florida.
Well, no, honestly, Ryan, I think it took him that long so the message could get out of, you know, who signed the bill, why they signed the bill for all of the, remember, the mainstream media didn't go after all of the money that was going to nonprofits like the Smithsonian and the Kennedy Center and all of the money, the billions of dollars that was going out of country. They were talking about, you know, what the American people were getting. So it took that amount of time for people to do their digging, to get it out in the Twitter sphere, the Facebook, all the social medias of where all of this money was actually going and not going to the American people like it should have. I mean, all of that money, and they wanted us to just get $600. That's
yeah, I know. I didn't like that either.
Sickening.
I mean, President, the one thing he did wrong is he should just bash the Republican and the Democratic leadership. Listen, you guys are standing in the room until you get the amount that we really need, and that means that we have a government shutdown. We have to have a government shutdown, or send me two clean bills: one with the government budget in it, and the other one with the Amish, the other one with the COVID in there, and I'll sign it like that.
Yeah, but Ryan, you've seen what the media does. All they're going to do is twist people's opinions about Trump. They're going to say it's his fault you're not getting any money. It's his fault that, you know, all of this is happening. So in my opinion, he had to do what he had to do to bring light to the situation. So, Ryan, thank you so much for the call today. And we're going to be back after. Thanks, Ryan. We're going to be back after this quick Fox News business update and just regular news update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for being here.